and welcome to the Wibbly Wobbly Timey Wimey podcast.
I'm Charlie Franks, media critic, fanfic enthusiast, and I haven't heard from the doctor in nearly four decades.
I'm Lucia Kelly, expert in applied analysis, and it's been nearly three for me.
And we're here today for a Wibbly Wobbly mini-sode.
Today we'll be talking about the trailer for the Doctor Who BBC Centenary Special.
The Centenary Special will be airing sometime in autumn. We will get a date. Eventually.
Reminder that time isn't a straight line. It can twist into any shape, and as such, this is a fully spoiled podcast. Special attention to the fact that this is fully spoiled, old who and new who, because... But we might bring things in from later on in the show, earlier in the show, the comics, the books, the audio dramas, or even fan theories and articles.
I will definitely be talking about books. With that out of the way, this is the end of the Doctor's existence. So let's get in the TARDIS.
This is the one with Kate, Vinda, Ace, and Tia! I'm so excited. Those are my girls. Tegan and Kate, Ace are my girls.
And Vinda is my boy. Yas, Vinda. Ayo.
I'm so excited. You may or may not be able to tell. I am so excited.
And the Master is back.
I mean, we said it. Did we not say it? Did we not say it? If the Master was not part of the Centenary Special, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. What are we going to talk about first? So I've been meaning to read Sophie Aldred's book At Childhood's End for like ever. So it's a book with Ace and 13, and I'm so pumped. Also, Doctor Who Redacted, which is another 13th Doctor project that's coming out. It features Jodie Whittaker's Doctor, Ronnie Chandra, Kate Stewart, Petronella Osgood, Madame Vastra, and a whole bunch of other newer characters. And it's written by Juno Dawson, who's wrote one of my favorite 13th Doctor books, The Good Doctor. I listened to the first episode of Doctor Who Redacted just a little bit ago. For reference, we are currently recording this on April 18th, but it's really good. So I'm excited for that. There's so much extended universe stuff happening. I'm really excited to see how much of it is going to impact extended universe stuff, old Who stuff, new Who stuff, just all of it coming together in this big, beautiful explosion of things. I'm definitely planning to do some old Who watches leading up to this. I'll probably be doing some live tweets on Twitter. I'm going to be watching a lot of it though, so I probably won't live tweet all of it, just some of the more popular episodes. I'll definitely be live tweeting Tegan and Ace's introductory episodes, along with a few others. I know you are not fully caught up, Lucia, so I expect you to get fully caught up because Ashad was also in this trailer. The Cyberman in this trailer was Ashad. You won't know who he fully is until you watch the series 12 finale episodes, so you need to get fully caught up. I presume you'll be resuming your live tweets?
Yeah.
Of those episodes?
Definitely.
Yeah. So listeners, watch out for a lot of live tweets coming up on our Twitter account. Lucia watching 13's episodes, me watching Old Who in the coming months in preparation.
So full disclosure, I did get slightly spoiled because I was scrolling through Tumblr. Follow our Tumblr, by the way. WibblyPod on Tumblr. I'm in charge of it and I post cool stuff on there and I reblog a lot of fanworks and things. But I was scrolling through Tumblr casually and basically, I saw a little post being like, I can't believe two of the most queer-coded classic Who companions are coming back for the Centenary. And I was like, shit, what? So one of them's got to be Ace. Got to be Ace. And I'm like, but no, surely. They won't bring back Tegan? Tegan? My girl Tegan? Known to be hated by fandom because she just wanted to go home and it was completely valid. Like, Tegan gets such a bad rap, and I'm so ready and so happy to be number one Captain Defense Squad and so happy that she's come back. Tegan is so valid in everything she does, and she gets so much shit for it.
So you want to know the hilarious thing about my relationship with Old Who? I have not seen a lot of Old Who episodes, but I have read a lot of Doctor Who fan fiction that references Old Who. So most of my exposure to Old Who companions is via their representation in Doctor Who fan fiction and a handful of episodes that I've seen. But I've seen some episodes with the First Doctor and Ian and Barbara. I've seen episodes with the Third Doctor and Joe Grant. I've seen episodes with the Fourth Doctor and Romana, the second Romana. And I've seen episodes with the Fifth Doctor and Perry. And I don't know that I've seen any Second Doctor, Sixth Doctor, or Seventh Doctor, and I haven't seen the movie. So I need to watch more. I need to watch more Old Who. I just got BritBox, so I am planning to watch more Old Who.
Given that Talia's given their rundown, I'll also say mine. I've watched some of First Doctor, some of Fourth Doctor, a fair bit of Fifth Doctor because Tegan was in it, and a little bit of Seven as well. So I'm a bit more familiar with both Tegan and Ace's characters as they were in the show, which is why I'm so excited. And I have also seen the movie, which is an experience. We'll talk about it at some point in the future.
The funny thing about the movie is that I actually own the book that is the movie. And I haven't read it yet.
Okay. I find novelizations are always, they're an interesting breed.
I didn't want to read the book until I watched the movie.
We've gotten dangerously off topic.
We have.
So obviously it's 46 seconds. It's not a lot to go on. And primarily it is just being like, look at all these guest stars. Aren't you excited? And we nod and say, yes, yes, we are very excited. Love the fact that the Master's coming back. Can't wait to see him again. Delightful, dangerous, crazy man.
Yeah, it was very predictable that he was going to come back, though, especially with the "and their master" bit at the end of Flux. But it's still a delight to hear that he's going to come back, because Sacha Dhawan is chef's kiss, brilliant actor.
Yeah, I've been watching The Great recently, and he's in that as well, playing a very different character. But yeah, Sacha Dhawan is just such a delight in every single aspect of that word, and I love seeing him on screen whenever I can. He's great. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I feel like this episode is just us saying, we're so excited. But yeah, I'm so excited. Cannot wait for this episode. I have to wait, which is why I'm going to supplement all of my waiting with getting caught up on Old Who. Yeah, so is there anything else you want to say about this trailer?
Not really. I was just happy to squeeze with you. It's being billed as a big crossover episode, bringing in all these different characters from different places, different times, specifically to do with the Doctor's history. So I'm interested to see what kind of plot we're looking at and how that's all going to tie in together. But at this point, it's just really excited anticipation.
Yeah, I'm also interested by the fact that they still haven't announced who the new Doctor is going to be, and they're very much playing up this, you know, regeneration angle. Mm. And I'm like it's very interesting that they haven't announced who the new Doctor is going to be. Like, my roommate, who is not, they're really into Doctor Who, but they're not as much of a diehard fan as I am. We're like, isn't it weird that they haven't announced the new Doctor yet? Do they usually wait this long to announce the new Doctor? And I'm like, do they usually wait this long to announce the new Doctor? I don't know. It's been such a long time since they announced a new Doctor.
I feel like Jodie was announced very early. But part of that was the fact that was a groundbreaking choice for the show.
I feel like
Peter Capaldi was also announced early.
Honestly, I'm a fan of it. I think that a lot of fan culture has got too tied up in this idea of supplemental information and press releases and this idea that you can only fully understand something if you're keeping up with every latest update from creators. I think that's actually detrimental to good story making and also being able to appreciate what's being made for what it is. So they could keep it a secret right up until the regeneration and I would be happy, but I know that's not how a lot of people are.
So on the one hand, I appreciate that. On the other hand, I think it feeds into what a lot of people have been saying, which is that the BBC doesn't care about Doctor Who anymore, which is what I have a problem with. And like the hatred that a lot of people have for this era. Like what I was saying in our last episode about people in Twitter and Instagram comments being like, God, I can't wait until this episode is, until this era is over and until RTD comes back and all that sort of shitty stuff.
Listeners know to come to us for the real conversations.
Yeah, I think I'm looking forward to this episode. I'm really sad that Jodie Whittaker is leaving. I think she's probably one of, if not the best doctor of the modern era. I feel like to a certain extent, Capaldi will always be my doctor. It's weird because Matt Smith was the first doctor where I was watching live, but Peter Capaldi was the first doctor where I felt invested in a weird way. I felt connected to his doctor in a way that I didn't feel connected to Matt Smith's doctor. Peter Capaldi's doctor feels so grounded, where Matt Smith's doctor feels untouchable. But then Jodie Whittaker's doctor, like her doctor, I feel such a like kinship with her doctor and with Capaldi's doctors in ways that I just have not felt with other doctors. And I feel like they both bring a warmth and vitality to the character in different ways. And it's not that the other doctors don't have that, but they just feel very invigorating in a way that for some reason other doctors don't. And I can't really explain it. And you haven't seen Capaldi, so you're not allowed to judge him.
I wasn't going to judge him. I was going to compliment him. Particularly the transition between Matt Smith and Peter Capaldi. And this is something that we will talk about at length. But, and this is nothing against Matt Smith. But at the time, he was an incredibly inexperienced actor, where Peter Capaldi was not. They came at the role at incredibly different times in their careers. And I feel like that's very noticeable in their representations of the role. I think it makes sense that you can sense that noticeable difference when you watch it. I know Matt Smith has a lot of very enthusiastic fans, but we've never been afraid of coming home with hard truths, so.
Lucia, I'm going to make you uncomfortable.
Oh, wow. How unexpected.
We're the same age Matt Smith was when he started being the doctor.
Stop saying that.
Actually, we're older than Matt Smith was when he was cast.
Which, to my point, right? Like, in the, like, fantasy world where I got offered the role of the doctor, I would probably decline it because I know I'm not at a level where I could do that role justice. Do you know? Like, as an actor, as a theatre person, right? I know I don't, I have even less experience than Matt Smith was. But beyond actual like theater and performing experience, I simply don't believe that I have enough life experience to be able to bring the correct depth to that kind of role. And I don't think any 25-year-old really has that depth. And so going from that 25-year-old to Peter Capaldi, who is a much more experienced actor, a lot more life experience, and had such a wealth of knowledge to bring to that role and to the set, makes complete sense to me.
Yeah, it makes sense to me too.
Yeah.
Sorry, I made you uncomfortable.
I know you're not sorry.
You know I'm not sorry.
But it's nice that you apologized anyway.
Anyway, we've gotten very off topic. So thank you, dear listeners, for listening to our slight ramblings. We will see you next time for Idiot's Lantern, which...
Ooh, get ready, folks.
Get ready. We're going to have a time.
See you then. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Wibbly Wobbly Timey Wimey podcast.
We hope you enjoyed this adventure with us through space and time.
You can find us elsewhere on the internet on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram at WibblyPod. Follow us for more Wibbly Wobbly content.
You can find out more information about us and our content on wibblywobblytummywimey.net and full transcripts for episodes at wibblywobblytummywimey.net/transcripts.
If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can also send us an email at wibblywobblytummywimeypod@gmail.com.
Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and other platforms as it helps other people find us and our content.
If you'd like to support us, you can send us a donation at paypal.me/wibblypod.
Special thanks to our editor, Dee, who has been a vital member of the Wibbly Wobbly team.
That's all for now. Catch you in the time vortex.